T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. What an hour we have. We got all this Ben Simmons drama going on. Meanwhile, Al, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick had an argument while doing the game Sunday.
Yeah, they're like an old
and
couple,
And out. In a way, it sounded that way. Yeah. So anyway, Al, we have explored that further. You will hear the argument as it happened during the game. And then we have determined, Al, that they argue a lot more than they let on. And we have some exclusive audio on that that I think you'll enjoy. Merrill will be on later in the show to disavow all this, but it's all completely honest and true. Also, Jeff Lurie's fingerprints are more than ever now involved in the Eagles. You will hear stuff from Miles Sanders that should make you alarmed about the involvement of the owner. And on the line with us right now is the number one expert in football that I know. His name is Ross Tucker. Mm-hmm. Hi, Ross. And by the way, Ross is brought to you by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
Ross, how big a comeback was that on Sunday?
Gigantic, for a lot of different reasons. Number one, it did show us that this group, this team, and I guess led by this coaching staff, they're going to keep playing. They're going to keep fighting because obviously, like most of us, when it was 15-3 and the way they were looking, screen pass after screen pass, I was not anticipating them coming back. So that's a great sign, number one. And then number two, it just makes the season a lot more enjoyable. I mean, if they lose that one and then lose to Tampa Thursday night, we're feeling a lot differently than they get that win. We'll see what happens Thursday night. But then the schedule gets a lot better for them. You start to look at what's ahead. You know, especially after this Carolina win, it looks like a lot of winnable games. Now, you still have to go out there and do it, but it just gives us a lot more optimism and hope, at least for a while.
Absolutely. Now, there's a debate going on. Obviously, the biggest story is the performance of the defense, much, much better than 41 and 42 points the previous weeks. But is it the defense re-engaging itself, coming up with a good plan? How much of it was Sam Darnold being horrible? Help me out here.
Yeah, you know what, Angelo, it's fair. I think it was a combination of the Panthers having one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL and Sam Darnold playing really poorly and the Eagles playing much better. Now, I still have my doubts about the Eagles' defense, and I think we'll find out a lot more Thursday night when they go against Brady and the Bucks. But, look, they got contributions from everybody. That's the thing that I think is really exciting. You know, Darius Slay got a couple picks and played well. Steven Nelson played well. Fletcher Cox, your guy, made some plays. Even Barnett. And
one. So he made one play.
Yeah, he made a couple others.
But he was an assisted tackle and one sack.
even though Darnold did not play very well, in fact, he played really poorly, you know, they still had a lot of players for the Eagles showing up. Even like guys that people don't talk about that much, Jannard Avery made a couple plays. Yeah. Davion Taylor looks like he might have a shot as they give him some snaps. They just got a bunch of good snaps from a lot of people that they hadn't gotten good snaps from yet. So I'm not going to let Darnold having some bad decisions and poor throws, you know, overcome what I thought was a good performance by a lot of guys.
On offense, a lot of fans were perplexed most of the game by the play calling of Nick Sirianni. How bad was it, Ross?
Yeah, I think that they were trying to slow down a really fast Panthers team and fast Panthers D-line with those screens. But I'm surprised that they didn't adjust earlier. And the other thing that really surprised me, Angelo, I don't understand why they waited until the fourth quarter to run Jalen Hurts at all.
Exactly. I asked the coach that yesterday, Ross, and he said it wasn't available till then.
I don't understand that. You watch like the Ravens last night.
Right.
Here's the thing, okay? This is really, really important. You don't have to run Hurts all the time. But even if you just run them like once a quarter, it gives the offensive line such better angles and such a better chance when you hand off to Gainwell and Miles Sanders, because the defense has to really account for Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's the value of having a quarterback that can run. It's that anytime he puts it in the belly of the running back, that backside, the end, or the linebacker, they have to be sitting there for Hurts. Now, look, maybe this is what Sirianni's thinking. The flip side is, if you notice in the fourth quarter, because they hadn't done it all game, the Panthers weren't ready for it at all. I mean, every time Hurts pulled it, the long run, the touchdown, it's like they weren't prepared for it at all. They had no idea it was coming. So, I don't know, maybe that was the thought process, is let's act like we're not going to do it, save it till the fourth quarter. But they're going to have to run Hurts earlier Thursday night. I can tell you that much right now.
I didn't get the feeling that they saved it for the fourth quarter, but boy, it worked when they used it, Ross. Let me get to some of the other stuff here because there's so much to cover right now. The Lane Johnson situation, right? Let me play for you what Nick said yesterday. This story, they're moving on toward three consecutive games missed by their key offensive lineman, and the mystery just keeps getting deeper. Listen.
We're hopeful. We're hopeful that Lane will be back this year. Again, not going to go into that any more than that, but we're hopeful to have him back because we know how important Lane is to this football team.
Ross, this year? The whole season? With no explanation? At some point, don't the fans need a little more information than they've gotten so far?
So I understand that thought process. All I would say, Angelo, is I don't think I've ever seen this before. You know, I've seen guys miss a practice or a game for a personal issue, but when it becomes this long, I'm actually really sort of scared and worried. I don't know what's going on, but it sounds really, really bad. Mm. And I would say I understand. Look, Angelo, I get text messages from my buddies every day. Come on, dude. We know you know. What's going on? Like, we know you know. I don't know. I have no idea. And what I would tell you is, like a lot of us in life, sometimes things happen that are really bad and very personal in nature, and it's nobody else's business. That said, I'm a little surprised it's gone on this long, which makes me wonder if it's something Lane is really dealing with and really struggling with, and I hope whatever it is, he's able to get better.
Absolutely. All right. Now, the Eagles are going to face Brady on Thursday. You played with Tom Brady. That's how old he is, all right?
Yeah.
Are you amazed? He's 44. He looks younger than Rodgers, who's 37. Can anybody who takes on his training methods, Ross, can they prolong their career the way he did?
Well, a couple things, okay? First of all, you know Sunday he had the first 5-touchdown, 400-yard game of his career?
Wow.
With a bad thumb at 44.
Really?
It's crazy. In terms of how he looks, he's doing something, dude. I don't know what he's doing, but he looks younger than he did 10 years ago. I don't know. I don't know what you can do. I don't know the Botox. He's doing something. I don't know. Well, but by the way, let me just say this. Whatever reason, we should all do it.
Yes.
No, I want to do it, but I think it's Giselle, and he won't let us.
I don't know what. So in terms of how he looks, he's doing
something.
What is
wrong with you?
Go ahead, Ross. I'm sorry. I said maybe sleeping with a supermodel invigorates you. I don't know.
Oh. Well, probably doesn't hurt. He's probably trying to keep up there. But in all sincerity, the appearance thing is just he's doing something. In terms of how he's playing, though, that's what I don't understand. And I got to tell you, Angel, let's put this in perspective, okay? I played 7 years, really proud of that, twice the average, retired in 2008, and that was, you know, Brady's eighth or ninth year. My daughters were born in 2012 and 2013. They're 8 and 9. He's still playing. And by the way, he is like the only thing that still makes me cool in their eyes. They're like,
wow.
You know, everybody in their school knows Tom Brady, and they're like, yeah, my daddy played with him. So I literally just told him this morning, 10 minutes ago, before we started, I said, you know, the Eagles play Tom Brady and the Bucks Thursday night. And they said, oh, no, no, not him. Like, they're like, we don't want him to win. I'm like, I don't want him to win either, girls. I don't want him to win either, but he usually does.
All right, just so you know, Russ Tucker's kids have already predicted that the Bucks will beat the Eagles. Russ, one last thing, because you're a local guy, you're an athlete. What would you do if you had tickets to the first game back for Ben Simmons? Would you boo him?
Oh, man.
Come on, Ross.
You know what? Well, so let's be clear here, okay?
Yeah.
I strongly dislike the guy. He represents sort of the coddled, spoiled brat. Like, he is the opposite of the type of the way I had to make the NFL, the way I had to make it, he's like the polar opposite. But I don't know, man. If the Sixers, if Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid and Morey, if they say, listen, we are rolling with this guy, it kind of depends on how they would frame it. If it was clear they were going to trade him and they were just waiting to get rid of him, I would probably boo the crap out of them.
Mm.
But if they said, listen, we're telling you guys, we think we can rehab him. We think we can fix him. He's one of us. I think I would, you know, if you're a true Philly fan, I guess I would say, all right, I'm going to trust these guys and let's try to roll with this guy and hope he can get it fixed. I doubt he can, but I think I would try to roll with my team. I think I'd roll with the Sixers if that's what they told me they were doing.
I hate that answer.
Mm.
Next week, when we have Russ Tucker booked, I want his daughters instead. Russ, we love you, man. Be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.